Floating 250 miles above Earth aboard the International Space Station, something unexpected happened. Looking down at our planet, a luminous blue marble suspended in infinite darkness, the concept of home suddenly expanded. Florida, where I'd spent countless childhood hours chasing damselflies across airfield runways, was just one tiny piece of a much larger picture. The entire planet was home. Every continent, every ocean, every person breathing beneath that impossibly thin blue atmosphere. No borders were visible from up there, only the natural features that truly define our world. Swirling white clouds, deep blue oceans, golden deserts, and that delicate atmospheric line separating all life from the void. This shift in perspective, what space philosophers call the overview effect, reveals three undeniable truths. We live on a planet, we are all Earthlings, and the only border that truly matters is the fragile shield of air keeping us alive. Everything else we've invented to separate ourselves dissolves when viewed from space. From orbit, interconnectedness becomes obvious. Smoke from Australian wildfires crosses oceans. Plastic from one continent reaches another's shores. Carbon emissions anywhere affect climate everywhere. The arbitrary lines dividing us, national borders, political boundaries, cultural divisions, vanish when viewing the whole planet. The International Space Station proves this beautifully. Roughly the size of a six-bedroom house, it successfully houses astronauts from 15 countries working seamlessly together. We share limited resources, solve problems collectively, and depend on each other for survival. During one emergency alarm indicating possible depressurization, our international crew responded as one unified organism. Nobody asked which module was compromised or whose section was affected. We understood instinctively that failure anywhere threatened everyone equally. This is the mindset we need on Earth. Environmental threats don't respect borders. Climate change doesn't check passports. The sooner we embrace our shared identity as crew members of Spaceship Earth, the better equipped we'll be to address planetary challenges. As my Russian colleague said during an improvised Thanksgiving celebration, we truly are one big international family, whether orbiting Earth or living on it. From space, Earth's atmosphere appears shockingly thin, a delicate blue line no thicker than an apple's skin relative to the fruit. This fragile layer regulates temperature, shields us from deadly radiation, provides breathable air, and enables the water cycle. Yet, we treat it as infinitely resilient, pumping it full of carbon, methane, and pollutants without consequence. Marine scientist Rowan Henthorne discovered a similar fragility studying the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Instead of a floating trash island, she found something more insidious, oceanic smog of trillions of microplastic particles spread across an area twice the size of Texas. For me, trillions of microscopic plastic pieces are much scarier than a plastic island, she explained. A plastic island seems manageable, scary, but manageable. These invisible particles now infiltrate the deepest ocean trenches, highest mountains, and our own bodies. The parallels between space and ocean exploration are striking. Both environments are hostile, yet critical to survival. Both reveal our dependence on thin, protective barriers we take for granted. Lying in her bunk under incredible stars, Rowan would mentally zoom out to imagine their tiny boat crossing the vast ocean, experiencing her own overview effect, a profound shift in perspective about our planet's fragility and our responsibility to protect it. Passengers expect to be served and remain passive during emergencies. Crew members actively contribute, respond to challenges, and share accountability for everyone's well-being. On the International Space Station, everyone functions as crew. There are no passengers when the environment is too dangerous and margins for error too slim. Yet on Spaceship Earth, too many behave like passengers, expecting others to solve environmental problems while continuing business as usual. Guy Laliberte, Cirque du Soleil founder, demonstrated the crew mentality during his 8-day spaceflight by orchestrating a global event across 14 nations to raise water awareness. Through his One Drop Foundation, he's helped provide clean water to over 2 million people. Scott Harrison transformed from nightclub promoter to humanitarian after witnessing 5,000 sick people waiting for 1,500 surgery slots in Liberia, many having walked a month just to see a doctor. This stark contrast to selling $10 water bottles sparked his Earthrise moment. He founded Charity Water, which has funded over 50,000 water projects serving 11 million people. Individual actions, guided by crew mentality, create significant impact. Each of us has a role maintaining our planetary life support systems. Growing up, I'd chase damselflies across grassy runways, watching them land on my outstretched finger if I stood perfectly still. Today, these once abundant insects have largely disappeared, my personal wake-up call to environmental change. While my NASA bug astronaut class received accolades for space missions, actual bugs play a far more critical role in Earth's survival. With approximately 900,000 known species and likely millions more undiscovered, insects vastly outnumber mammals, birds, and fish. Their total population reaches an estimated 10 quintillion individuals. Yet over 40% of insect species are declining, an insect apocalypse. As Dr. Pedro Cardoso emphasized, the fates of humans and insects are intertwined. A world without insects means a world without humans. Photographer David Litschwager's One Cubic Foot project demonstrates the biodiversity we typically overlook. By photographing all visible life within a one cubic foot frame placed in various ecosystems over 24 hours, he revealed extraordinary diversity, from Central Park to Table Mountain, where one scientist could touch 50 plant species while seated in one spot. E.O. Wilson recognized that the smallest organisms, bugs, and microorganisms in soil formed the heart of life on Earth. These tiny creatures maintain the exact environment humans need to survive with precision exceeding our technology. What seems insignificantly small often has the greatest impact. Dr. David Vaughan's accidental discovery of microfragmentation revolutionized coral restoration, allowing coral to grow up to 40 times faster than in the wild. Through his nonprofit Plant a Million Corals, Vaughan has helped plant over 200,000 corals in the Florida Keys and Caribbean. On August 9, 2020, scientists witnessed something extraordinary, the first ever spawning of restored massive star corals planted just 5 years earlier. This broadcast spawning released billions of coral sperm and millions of eggs in a delicate blizzard of tiny white spheres, a powerful symbol of what's possible when humans choose to behave like crewmates rather than passengers on spaceship Earth. Like coral polyps that individually seem insignificant but collectively build mighty reefs, humans can create something bigger than themselves. You don't need to see Earth from space to have an Earthrise moment. That awakening to our shared planetary responsibility can happen while exploring the ocean, witnessing human suffering, or connecting with nature in your backyard. Next time you're outside, notice where you're standing, on a planet spinning through space. Ground yourself in the awareness of how incredible it is to live in a place that provides everything we need. The quality of life on Earth depends on our planetary stewardship. How we treat each other and our planet determines our shared future. Your Earthrise moment is waiting. What will you do when it arrives?